cloudy in Nashville. We're expecting a high in the mid to upper 80s today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. A police chase went barreling down the wrong lane on Interstate 40 Friday night, and as a result, seven people, including a Tennessee State Trooper, were injured in a wreck. WKRN reports a Honda SUV was driving east in the westbound lane around 10:30 p.m. when it hit another SUV. The two cars remained on the road. A state trooper had been chasing the Honda. When he caught up, he tried to swerve and miss the cars, but then he hit the Honda. The trooper ran off the road. The Honda driver has been charged with vehicular assault and reckless driving. There were three people in that car. A woman and her two kids were in the other SUV. Everyone sustained injuries. Well, they're pretty rare outside of Nashville's downtown entertainment district, but inside of it, there has been a simmering tension around pedicabs. Not the pedal taverns, but the three-wheeled bike taxis. WPLN's Catherine Sweeney gives us the latest.
They might look like bikes, but Nashville's pedicabs aren't allowed in protected bike lanes. Joy Hassler, a local pedicab driver, told a Metro committee that is not common knowledge.
Even last night when I was riding the pedicab, I had four or five trucks tell me to get into the bike lane. I don't think a lot of people understand that we're not allowed to, and so they're kind of forcing us, specifically the big trucks.
On Tuesday, the council will have a third and final vote to change that. One of the authors is Metro Council member Sean Parker. He says that kind of attitude about non-car travelers is pervasive.
People do get like very aggressive about insisting that you be in the bike lane. Sometimes, you know, making physical contact with your bicycle, often screaming, often honking, often throwing things. So this is about safety for pedicab drivers, for the passengers.
He noted the new stadium will have less parking available than the current one, driving up needs for transportation alternatives like pedicabs. Catherine Sweeney, WPLN News.
The Lebanon-based church Global Vision has secured a new location. Pastor Greg Locke, who's been known as a right-wing religious figure and has more than 2 million online followers, announced late last month his plans to move were delayed. At the time, he declined to share the address, citing fears of sabotage. The Tennessean reports the moving plans appear to predate an incident this summer where dozens of federal agents and sheriff's deputies reportedly raided Locke's home. He told the congregation afterward that was likely tied to allegations of financial mismanagement in the church, which he called unwarranted. The church is known in part for events where members cast out evil spirits and burn items the church relates to the occult, according to the Tennessean. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. And this is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.